Turn your tax refund into a new garage door at Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Increase your home's value with a new Ideal garage door. From traditional to modern, Menards has a garage door to enhance your home's appearance. Choose from our large in-stock selection or design your own using our free garage door design program. Check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. Hi, I'm Demi. 3 months ago, I gave birth to the most beautiful baby girl in the world, Emma. My husband Jake and I were over the moon, and I couldn't wait to introduce her to everyone at my brother's birthday party. Big mistake. Demi, you made it! My brother Trevor practically shouted as we walked through his front door, music already thumping. And you brought my niece. Let me see her. Keep it down, Trev, I said, adjusting Emma's blanket. She just fell asleep. Right, sorry. He leaned in closer, his breath already smelling like beer. She's gorgeous, sis. Seriously. Thanks, we're really proud of her. Jake set down the diaper bag and looked around.
Quite the crowd you've got here.
Yeah, man, everyone showed up. Come on, let me introduce you to some people. We mingled for about an hour. Everyone was respectful, keeping their distance, washing their hands before getting close to Emma. Then Trevor's friend Marcus stumbled over, drink sloshing in his hand.
Yo, Demi, that's your baby,
Marcus slurred, swaying slightly.
Yeah, this is Emma.
Dude, she's so tiny. Can I hold her? I instinctively pulled Emma closer. Actually, Marcus, I'd rather you didn't. She's really delicate right now.
Come on, I'm great with kids. My cousin has three.
I appreciate that, but you've been drinking and...
What, you don't trust me?
His voice got louder, attracting attention. Jake stepped forward.
Marcus, she said no. It's not personal.
Whatever, man. I was just trying to be nice. Trevor appeared, looking annoyed.
What's going on?
Your sister won't let Marcus hold the baby. Someone chimed in.
Seriously, Demi.
Trevor's face flushed. He's my best friend.
Trev, he's drunk. I'm not letting anyone who's been drinking hold my newborn. That's not unreasonable.
You're making a scene at my party.
I'm making a scene?
I couldn't believe what I was hearing.
I'm just trying to protect my daughter.
Marcus is fine. You're being paranoid.
Jake's jaw tightened.
Trevor, back off. She's the mother. She makes the call.
Stay out of this, Jake. This is between me and my sister.
No, it's between a mother and her child, I said firmly. And I'm leaving if this is going to be an issue.
Trevor's eyes narrowed.
You're always like this, always thinking you're better than everyone.
What are you talking about?
You show up late, act all precious about everything, and now you're insulting my friends.
I'm not insulting anyone. I'm setting boundaries for my baby.
My mom rushed over. What's all the yelling about?
Demi won't let Marcus hold Emma, Trevor said, like I was the villain.
Mom looked at Marcus, then at me.
Honey, is he drunk?
Yes, Mom, thank you.
Then Demi's right. Trevor, you're out of line.
Of course you take her side, Trevor muttered.
I'd had enough.
Jake, we're leaving.
Good, leave then, Trevor shouted after us.
On the drive home, I was shaking. I can't believe he acted like that.
I know, babe. I'm sorry.
He's never been like this before. What's gotten into him?
I don't know, but defending a drunk guy over your sister and her newborn? That's messed up.
When we got home, my phone was blowing up. My cousin Sarah had texted,
Demi, call me. Things got worse after you left.
I called immediately.
Sarah, what happened?
After you left, Trevor was going off about how you embarrassed him. Marcus kept saying you were stuck up. Then your Aunt Linda told Trevor he was being ridiculous, and he started yelling at her too.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and he kept drinking. He told everyone that you've always been jealous of him, and that you think you're perfect now that you have a baby.
What? That's insane.
I know. I tried to defend you, but he wasn't hearing it. Demi, I think there's something else going on with him. He's been weird lately.
Weird how?
Just angrier, more defensive. I heard he got passed over for that promotion at work.
He didn't tell me that.
He's not telling anyone. But I think it's eating at him, and tonight he just took it out on you.
That's not fair, Sarah. I didn't do anything wrong. I know you didn't. Look, just give him some space. Maybe he'll apologize when he sobers up. But I wasn't holding my breath for an apology. The next morning, my phone rang. It was Trevor. "What do you want?" I answered coldly. "Can we talk?" "About what?" "About how you yelled at me for protecting my baby?" "I was drinking, Demi. I didn't mean..." "You absolutely meant it. You made me feel like a bad person for being a good mother." "Look, can I just come over?" "No, not until you genuinely apologize." He hung up. Typical. Later that day, my mom called. "Honey, Trevor told me his side of things." "And let me guess, he's the victim?" "He says you overreacted." "Mom, a drunk man wanted to hold my 3-month-old. I said no, that's not overreacting." "I know, sweetie, I'm on your side. But he's insisting that Marcus wasn't that drunk and that you humiliated him in front of everyone." "That's a lie. Marcus could barely stand straight. Several people at the party have called me. They're saying Trevor got really aggressive after you left," Sarah told me. "Did she tell you that he smashed a glass against the wall?" My stomach dropped. "No, she didn't mention that. And he got in Jake's face when Jake tried to defend you?" "Mom, Jake didn't tell me that either." "Jake probably didn't want to worry you. But Demi, your brother's behavior was completely out of control." "I called Jake at work." "Why didn't you tell me Trevor got in your face?" He sighed. "I didn't want to stress you out more. You were already upset." "What exactly happened?" "After you walked out, I stayed for a minute to grab the diaper bag. Trevor came up to me and said, 'Your wife is a piece of work.' I told him to watch his mouth. He got closer and said, 'Or what?' I just walked away, Demi. It wasn't worth it." "Jake, this is serious." "I know. But what do you want me to do? Fight your brother?" "No, I need to know everything." My friend Monica stopped by that afternoon. "I heard about the party. Are you okay?" "I'm more angry than anything." "Good. You should be. What Trevor did was completely inappropriate." "Monica, can I ask you something? Has Trevor ever acted like this around you?" She hesitated. "Actually, yeah. At your baby shower, he made some weird comments." "What kind of comments?" "He said something about how you were going to be one of those helicopter moms who ruins their kid." I laughed it off, but now I'm thinking he wasn't joking. "Why didn't you tell me?" "Because it seemed petty at the time. But looking back, I think he's been jealous of you for a while." That evening, Jake and I sat down to talk. "I think we need to set some serious boundaries with Trevor," I said. "Agreed. But how?" "First, he needs to genuinely apologize. Not this I was drinking excuse. A real apology." "And if he doesn't?" "Then he doesn't get to see Emma. I won't expose our daughter to someone who's that unstable." Jake nodded. "I support whatever you decide." 2 days passed. No apology. Then my mom called again. "Demi, your brother wants to come over and talk." "Did he ask you to call me?" "Yes." "Then tell him if he wants to talk, he can call me himself. I'm not playing these games." An hour later, Trevor texted, "I'm coming over tomorrow at 2. I replied, "No, you're not. If you want to talk, we'll meet in a public place." "Fine. Coffee shop on Main Street. 2 p.m. The next day, Jake and I arrived early. Trevor showed up 10 minutes late, looking annoyed. "Thanks for meeting me," he said, sitting down. "What do you want, Trevor?" "I want to explain what happened at the party." "Go ahead." "You made me look bad in front of everyone." "That's your explanation? You're still blaming me?" "I'm not blaming you. I'm just saying you could have handled it differently." Jake leaned forward. "How should she have handled it? By letting a drunk guy hold her baby?" "Marcus wasn't that drunk." "Trevor, he could barely walk straight," I said. "Multiple people have confirmed this." "Whatever. The point is, you embarrassed me. And you verbally attacked me. You smashed glass. You got in Jake's face." "I was upset." "Being upset doesn't give you the right to act like that." He crossed his arms. "So what do you want from me?" "An apology would be a start." "Fine,
I'm sorry. That's not good enough. What more do you want? I want you to acknowledge that you were completely wrong. That I did nothing wrong by protecting my daughter, and that your behavior was unacceptable. He stared at me. You're being ridiculous. Then we're done here. I stood up. Demi, wait. No, you haven't changed. You're still making this about you. As we walked to the car, Trevor followed us. You can't just cut me out of your life. Watch me. You're going to regret this. I turned around. Is that a threat? It's a warning. You need me more than I need you. Actually, Trevor, I don't need you at all. That's when he punched me. The hit came out of nowhere. Trevor's fist connected with my cheek, and I stumbled backward. Jake caught me. Are you insane? Jake shouted, getting between us. Trevor looked shocked at himself, hand still raised. I didn't mean... Demi, I'm sorry. Don't touch her. Jake pushed Trevor back. People in the parking lot were staring. Someone yelled, I'm calling the police! My face throbbed. I touched my cheek and felt it already swelling. Demi, please. I don't know what came over me. Stay away from me, I said, my voice shaking. It was an accident. I just... You made me so angry. So you hit me, your sister? I didn't mean to. You keep pushing and pushing. Pushing? I set a boundary, Trevor. That's all I did. The police arrived within minutes. Two officers approached us. Who called about an assault? The taller officer asked. I did, said a woman holding her phone. I saw everything. He punched her unprovoked. The officer looked at my face. Ma'am, are you injured? Yes, he hit me. Is this man your assailant? Yes, he's my brother. Trevor's face went pale. Officer, it was a misunderstanding. Sir, step back. Did you strike this woman? Look, we were arguing and things got heated. That's a yes or no question. Did you strike her? Trevor's shoulders slumped. Yes, but... Turn around and put your hands behind your back. What? You're arresting me? Yes, sir. You're being charged with assault. Demi, tell them it was an accident. I looked at my brother being handcuffed. It wasn't an accident, Trevor. You chose to hit me. Please, I'm sorry. I'll do anything. You had your chance to apologize. Multiple chances. You chose this. Officer, please. I have a job. I can't... You should have thought about that before you committed assault, the officer said, leading him to the patrol car. The second officer took my statement. Ma'am, do you want to press charges? Jake squeezed my hand. It's your call, babe. I thought about Emma, about the kind of example I wanted to set for her, about the message it would send if I let this go. Yes, I want to press charges. Understood. We'll need you to come to the station to file a formal report. As Trevor sat in the police car, he stared at me through the window, not with anger now, but with desperation. My mom called before we even left the parking lot. Demi, what happened? Trevor just called me from a police car. He punched me, Mom, in the face, in front of witnesses. He what? You heard me. Oh my God, are you okay? I'm going to the station to file a report. Demi, honey, I know you're upset, but don't. Don't you dare ask me to drop the charges. I wasn't going to. I was going to say I'm proud of you. That caught me off guard. Really? Yes. Your brother has been spiraling for months. Maybe this will finally wake him up. At the police station, we gave detailed statements. The witness from the parking lot came too. I saw the whole thing, she told the officer. She was walking away. He followed and hit her without warning. It was absolutely unprovoked. Jake added his account. Trevor has been harassing my wife since his party last week. He's made threats. He's been unstable. The officer nodded, taking notes. We'll include all of this in the report. As we left, Jake asked, How are you feeling? Honestly, relieved. I finally stood up to him. He's going to try to contact you. Let him try. I'm done. That night, Trevor called from jail. I didn't answer. He called again and again. Finally, I texted, Stop calling. My lawyer will contact you. He replied, You're really doing this? You hit me. What did you expect? I expected my sister to forgive me,
that's never going to happen. The court date was set for 3 weeks later. In that time, Trevor tried everything. He sent flowers, I donated them. He sent letters, I didn't open them. He had our mom try to mediate. I told her no. My lawyer, Patricia, was a no-nonsense woman in her 50s. Your case is solid, she said during our meeting. Multiple witnesses, visible injury, and a history of threatening behavior. What should I expect? Trevor's lawyer will try to paint this as a one-time mistake, a family disagreement that got out of hand. It wasn't. I know. That's why we're building a timeline of his escalating behavior. The party incident, the threats, the aggressive confrontations. This shows a pattern. On the day of the hearing, I walked into the courthouse with Jake and my mom. Trevor was there with his lawyer, looking defeated. He tried to approach me. Demi, please, can we just talk for 5 minutes? Patricia stepped between us. Mr. Chen, you're under a restraining order. Step back. I just want to apologize. You're violating the order. Officer? Security moved him away. In court, the evidence was presented. The witness testimony was damning. Photos of my bruised face were shown. Trevor's lawyer argued, Your Honor, my client deeply regrets his actions. He's seeking anger management counseling and wants to make amends with his sister. The judge looked unimpressed. These actions don't show someone who made a simple mistake. They show someone with a pattern of aggressive behavior culminating in assault. Trevor was convicted of assault and sentenced to 60 days in jail, suspended with 2 years probation, mandatory anger management, and a permanent restraining order. As we left the courthouse, Trevor called out, Demi, please, give me another chance. I stopped and turned. You had chances, Trevor. So many chances. I know I messed up, but we're family. Family doesn't assault each other. Family doesn't threaten each other. Family doesn't make you choose between them and your child's safety. I'll change, I promise. Your promises mean nothing to me. What do you want from me? Nothing. I want nothing from you. That's the point. His face crumpled. So that's it? You're just cutting me out forever? You cut yourself out when you chose to hit me instead of respecting my boundaries. Please, Demi, I'm begging you. Save it for your therapist. 3 months later, Jake and I were at home with Emma, who was giggling at her mobile. She's so happy, Jake said, smiling. She is. We both are. Any regrets? About pressing charges? Not for a second. Trevor's mom called my mom yesterday. And? He's apparently doing well in anger management. Says he wants to rebuild the relationship. That's not happening. I told my mom that. Just wanted you to know he's still trying. He can try all he wants. Actions have consequences. I love you. You know that? I love you too. Emma cooed, reaching for me. I picked her up, holding her close. She'll never have to deal with someone like that, I said. I'm teaching her that standing up for yourself isn't mean or selfish. It's necessary. You're an amazing mom, Demi. And she's going to grow up knowing that some people don't deserve second chances. Not when they've proven who they really are. Looking at my daughter, I knew I'd made the right choice. Trevor had shown his true colors, and no amount of apologies could change what he'd done. Some bridges need to burn. Have you ever had to cut a family member out of your life for your own safety? What would you have done in Demi's situation? Share your thoughts in the comments below. And if this story resonated with you, don't forget to like and subscribe for more real-life stories about standing up for yourself and setting boundaries.